Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, man.
7 o'clock Wednesday morning on the day Denelson Lamet returns to the mound for the San Diego Padres. We'll have Padres baseball for you here on 97.3 The Fan coming up at 1:10 today. 12:10 first pitch, and Paulie reminded me that means the coach John Quintero moves his show up 9 to noon. So he will join you right after we are done today at 9 in the morning. Going to have some Take on Woods coming up here, 833-288-0973. That is just moments away. Don't do this. More Padres talk ahead as well. Yesterday, though, was a momentous day, Woods, at the Higgins household. My oldest son, and he has a pre-existing condition, so he's been very careful. Don't need to get into it, but throughout all of COVID, it's pretty much been really kind of holed up and staying away from other people. But we have two vaccines now in us and have for a little while now. Finally took him for a haircut. It's been, I mean, he had the biggest just mop all over his head of unkept hair. It must have felt so good to finally get that thing removed from the top of his head.
If I had to guess, I mean, we didn't really know. Back in March last year, we didn't know when all this was going to happen and for how long. So I don't know how many people went and got their last haircuts knowing we were going to be locked up for a year. So what, maybe January or February got a haircut?
Yeah. That's crazy. Long, long ago. And
14 months
later. You know, like I've done a couple outdoor ones. Yep. I'm on TV. I had to kind of keep it going a little bit. I couldn't just let the hair just go get completely out of control for an entire year.
There's a humble brag in there. But slipped it in.
I'm on TV. That was a momentous moment for us.
Was it cathartic?
It was a little bit.
It's got to be.
Felt, you know, a little it does. Bit like moving on. I know we're not completely done with this thing and still wearing the masks and got to be careful. And other countries are going through second waves and surges right now. But the more vaccines we get out there, the better. I know Woodsy's getting ready for number two next week as well.
You guys know I probably won't be here Wednesday, right?
It's a good chance. Yeah.
You know that.
You wouldn't be the first to suffer the effects of number two.
Well, I get, you guys know when I get like the man flu, it's over. Like, I'm the worst, and my wife is already like, oh, here we go. So I get mine late on Tuesday, like 4:15. Yeah. Probably be okay, you know, throughout the night.
Yeah, you'll be okay, down. And then in the morning you'll wake up.
I'll wake up and feel like death with the chills, and I ragged on both of you guys, because it's the karma that's going to get me. It's not even the sickness.
Now, remember, I came in shivering and did my bit with you, so.
You did.
But if you can't, you can't. I understand.
Well, that's nice.
It's important to get that vaccine.
Yeah, I would have ripped on you guys if you.
And I don't know enough about it, but the most people that I've seen that said they had the gnarly side effects.
Moderna.
All
that's mine.
Moderna. I've seen a couple of Pfizers. Me and now, Ben, I think, both got the Pfizer.
I'm not doming myself out like both of you did. I'm not doming myself out
at
all.
You're doing it right now. You're right now.
I swear I'm not.
Doming yourself out.
I'm just telling you guys, don't expect me here a week from today.
You're
just
premeditating FYI. Your absence in a week.
I'm speaking it into existence because I really.
Yourself out.
I really just want to be left alone to sleep all day, which I know won't happen. I know it won't happen. So coming here is actually more of a respite than being at home.
Would you would you rather deal with two toddlers?
Right. Getting them ready for school. My wife purposefully slamming things around, knowing that I'm in there sick. Does your wife do that, Benny? Like, if you're getting a nap and she's mad that you're napping, is she, like, loading the dishwasher, but doing it very loudly and kind of slamming door? My wife is a big fan of that.
Not a ton of passive aggressiveness at our house.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Just more direct.
Fair enough. My wife has a PhD in it. I do as well. We both studied overseas for our PhDs in passive aggressive.
I think Shelley would say I'm more passive aggressive than she is.
You are passive aggressive on the golf course.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice shot there for a total absolute moron. Boy, ended up in the trees over there.
The pin is on the left side. You hit it 200 yards
to the right. So passive aggressive.
What was the thought process there?
I love it. How would you be as a big league manager, I wonder? Would you be passive aggressive?
I hope not. You know, I hope I'd be like Ted Lasso and positive and encouraging. It'd be so hard not to be frustrated if you were Jace Tingler right now.
Wouldn't it, though? Like, do you think he goes home to his wife and says, babe, I don't know what to do. I can't get through to these guys. I mean,
I don't know.
We're kicking the ball around every night. I mean, it's just not getting, you know. These guys are supposed to be, you know, they're supposed to be putting
at the
ball in play.
At the same time, I look at the Padres as they are right now. I don't feel like there's necessarily a lack of focus or a lack of effort.
I really don't either.
That doesn't seem like it's the problem.
Not Matt Kemp.
It's
up there.
A lack of execution right now, which can be the most difficult problem to solve. You can't say, I mean, you know, a good manager, if there's low energy, there's little things you can do, you know. Change things up, get the clubhouse back with its head on straight. If they're not executing, though, that is really the toughest thing, because you can't just say execute better. You know, swing and hit the ball instead of missing the ball.
You got to ride it out. I mean, there's really what choice do we have? You have to ride it out. I mean, they're not going to revamp the entire lineup. You know what I mean? They're not going to say it's not going to be one of those scenarios. Like, you know what? There's guys down there in the minors that really, really want to be here.
There isn't even a minors.
Yeah, there's no minors. You know, it's not like that. Nobody's going to lose their job.
I imagine if they were playing AAA right now or AA and Padres had a couple of guys who were hitting like 400, the clamor right now would be off the charts by fans saying, bring up C.J. Abrams. He's hitting 380 and slugging, you know, 620 down at AA right now. Let's get him and give him a chance. We don't know what's going on at the alternate training site, so we don't have that right now. All we do know is you've got, Jorge Mateo on the bench. He's not, you know, when he's in there, he's not doing anything. So you got to go with the guys you've got at this point.
You think back to 2019, Ben, when you talked about, like, a lack of effort. Remember when Tatis got hurt and he was out for the year? It was like, mid-July, I want to say. I don't know that the Padres were going to make the World, you know, the World Series, even make the playoffs, but they were like two or three games under 500. And then remember, Manny just dropped off the face of the earth. After Tatis went down, you just felt like the balloon had been completely deflated. The season was over. We're not seeing that.
No.
The guys are still out there. Like, they're trying.
No, they fully believe that this team is still going to be a good team.
Yeah, they're laughing at us panicking.
They are.
They 100% are laughing at
us.
And
they may be right. They may be 100%
right. They probably are. I mean, look.
Live look inside the Padres clubhouse.
Looking at their iPad. And
them laughing at all of us.
Yeah, it's Hosmer actually laughing at us. We will come out of this. There's no question. Again, you get guys on. And at some point, you're going to get them in. You're going to stop hitting into ground balls. Guys are going to stop making absolute highlight reel plays against you every night. The catch from Billy McKinney was actually, I thought, a little bit better than Mookie Betts' catch. I
know it's fantastic.
I know Mookie's catch.
Catch by Trent Grisham was also really good early in the game. We haven't mentioned that.
How great was that?
I don't think it was robbing of a home run. I think it was going to hit about halfway up the wall.
It was.
Still, a phenomenal catch by Trent Grisham. Against his old team.
And so cool with it, too. Like, he just, it looked like he was
supposed
to,
what,
motion.
Every other moment of Trent Grisham's life?
Fair enough. Yeah, but didn't it look slow motion? He was just, he had it. He had it right off the bat. He's like, one, two, three, catch.
It's pretty amazing how off the bat these guys can track it. Like, they just know, I got that.
He's so good. I love what a steal.
The biggest concern to me is that ball and all the home runs the Brewers hit. they seem to carry. They're hitting balls. They're flying off the bat. They carry deep. Padres hit a ball that I think, oh, this is going to be good, and it dies about, you know, 30 feet short of the warning track. Are the Padres' hits not carrying like the other team's hits are?
I was at the game the other night and saw Tatis' home run. I feel like I haven't seen any other home runs this year. I really am like, we got so used to Slam Diego. We were hitting a lot of bombs, and I feel like we are due for a massive, massive power outbreak here pretty soon. So
will it happen today against Adrian Hauser? Day game, although
is he a lefty or righty?
He's a righty.
Righty. All right.
It's not exactly, you know, San Diego today.
No,
it's actually supposed to be kind of drizzly and cool, which doesn't necessarily help the ball flight. But day games, you know, tend to be a little more offensive at Petco Park than night games. We will see. That is coming up again. 1:10 today, 12:10 first pitch. Right now, though, let's play a little game of musical trivia. It is time for Take on Woods.
Take on
Woods. Woods.
And joining us right now on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline is Jim in Lakeside. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad, save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall Chevrolet Find New Roads. Jim, good morning to you. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Ben. How about yourself?
I love Woodsy. I'm ready to see him go down, though. We need a qualifier for this grand prize getaway.
Please.
To the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Two-night stay, legendary Vegas fun while you're there. Private VIP pod at the Westgate Superbook, largest sports book in the world. $250 food and beverage credit. Just tie him. Just qualify. Beat him would be great. Tie-in's fine. You get five questions of musical trivia. 1 minute on the clock. Woodsy has gone into his isolation soundproof booth. He'll get the same five questions after you're done, and then we'll compare. Jim, you ready to play?
Ready.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, please, Paul. Jim, you can always pass if you want to come back to something at the end and we have time. Your time starts when I finish asking the first question, and it is from our soundtracks category. I'll give you three tracks. You tell me which movie they all appeared on together. Here we go. You Should Be Dancing, More Than a Woman, Staying Alive, All by the Bee Gees. Go.
Saturday Night Fever.
Which Atlanta rapper helped form the genre known as trap music and had his first Billboard number one hit with 2016's Black Beatles?
Top.
Which country singer won the very first season of American Idol in 2002?
Carrie Underwood.
In 1962, Shelley Fabre had a number one hit in Johnny Angel. 30 years later, she was starring alongside Craig T. Nelson in which ABC sitcom?
Coach.
The uncle-nephew combination of Red Foo and Sky Blue together form which five-letter electronic dance mix duo? Which Atlanta rapper helped form the genre known as trap music and had his first Billboard number one hit with 2016's Black Beatles? Red Foo, Sky Blue, five-letter electronic dance mix duo. Okay, time's up. You did get two right, Jim. I will go through the answers now before we bring Woods back in. You got Saturday Night Fever on our soundtracks question. And you got Coach was the ABC sitcom with Shelley Fabre. She was Christine Armstrong, Coach's wife on the show. The Atlanta rapper, trap music, Black Beatles is Gucci Mane. The country singer who won the first season of American Idol, not Carrie Underwood, was Kelly Clarkson.
Now, are we calling Kelly Clarkson a country singer?
No, she was at the beginning.
Okay.
And then LMFAO. I'll read the question the same way to Woods. So LMFAO is the Red Foo, Sky Blue, two people together. Let's bring him in, see if he can beat that score. Woodsy, welcome back.
Thank you.
All right, you'll get the same five questions. You'll get the same 60 seconds. Polly, time, please. Your time will start, of course, at the end of our first question. Soundtracks category. Here we go. You Should Be Dancing, More Than a Woman, Staying Alive, All by the Bee Gees.
Saturday Night Fever.
Which Atlanta rapper helped form the genre known as trap music and had his first Billboard number one hit with 2016's Black Beatles?
Pass.
Which country singer won the very first season of American Idol in 2002?
Pass.
In 1962, Shelley Fabre had a number one hit in Johnny Angel. 30 years later, she was starring alongside Craig T. Nelson in what ABC sitcom?
Coach.
The uncle-nephew combination of Red Foo and Sky Blue together form which five-letter electronic dance mix duo?
Red Foo and Sky Blue? Pass.
Which Atlanta rapper helped form the genre known as trap music?
Two Chainz?
Which country singer won the very first season of American Idol in 2002?
Was it, American Idol? Jeez, Ben. Scotty McCreary?
The uncle-nephew combination of Red Foo and Sky Blue together form which five-letter electronic dance mix duo? Oh, 2-2! We have a qualifier, not a winner, but we do. Jim, hang on. You are in the drawing for the getaway to Las Vegas.
Good job, Jim.
As we have a tie today.
Qualified.
You guys got both the same two you got right. Gucci Mane was the Atlanta rapper.
Gucci Mane.
Kelly Clarkson won the first season of American Idol.
You said country.
That's what I said.
That's
what I said. Yeah, it was at the beginning.
Yes on that.
All right, fine.
That's garbage.
And LMFAO.
Jim said Carrie Underwood.
LMFAO
is
the worst band of all time.
I didn't know they were an uncle-nephew duo.
Nor did I.
But they are. I don't care. Congratulations. Jim, you are entered into the drawing for the getaway to Las Vegas.
You're probably going to win.
And you're the only one so far this month. So congratulations and thank you for playing Take on Woods. We have a fairly serious edition of Don't Do This. May just be a one topic, Don't Do This, coming up next. It has to do with the reaction of the Las Vegas Raiders to the news of the day yesterday. A lot of people were talking about what Mark Davis, and then went to bat to defend yesterday.
And is still sticking with it.
All right,
is it still up?
It's still up.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that coming up next. It's Ben and Woods right now. Let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan.